This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. RNC are looking for missing St. John's youth. Police say 15-year-old Liam Tripp was last seen in the area of St. Clair Avenue on October 13th. Tripp is described as being 6 feet, 5 inches tall, 180 pounds, has blue-green eyes with light brown hair. The RNC are concerned for his well-being. Government is looking for proposals to repair and renovate vacant Newfoundland and Labrador housing units with an additional $3 million investment. The repairs to the approximately 143 vacant units align with the NLHC's commitment to providing access to safe and affordable housing options to its clients. The green light has not been given yet, but World Energy GH2 has advertised online for a long list of positions. It's called Project New Geohonique, which in Mi'kmaq means where the sand blows. Public comments on the company's environmental impact statement was due last week, and the minister is expected to announce a decision soon whether the project can proceed as is or if changes are necessary. Meanwhile, anyone interested in being a part of this green energy team can check out VNOR, an online company accepting applications on behalf of World Energy GH2. They're looking for technical and skilled trades roles, project management and operations, security, human resources, health and safety, equipment operators, all kinds of engineers, and other roles. Wine Butler is a 50-year-old Canadian company based in Ontario that offers high-end wine for a lower cost since they recycle the bottle. CEO Mark Whalen says wine bottles account for up to 60% of total emissions of winemaking, with one bottle totaling about 5 pounds of carbon dioxide emissions. He says clients make wine with them under a license, the wine is not taxed, and most clients have been using the same bottles for decades.
It's a type of license that allows our clients to make their own wine, and because they're making it, it's not taxed because it's produce essentially. So we're bringing in the materials, so grape juice, and they mix it together, and then we do the intermediary steps, and then they come back 5 to 6 weeks later and they bottle the wine. In some cases, our customers have been using the same set of bottles for 30 or 40 years, save for the ones that their teenagers steal when they're growing up and they have to replace one or two.
Whalen says the cost is about 70% less than cost at retail stores.
65% of the price of wine at retail is taxed. And you know, furthermore, the bottles can cost $1.50 to $2 for the winery. So if you work backwards, it's actually kind of funny. You know, these are not exact numbers, but if you have a $10 bottle of wine and 65% of that is tax, the bottle costs $1, you know, what are you actually getting?
Whalen says if everyone in North America switched to bottling their own wine, greenhouse gas emissions can be reduced by about 2 million tons. That's the equivalent of about 400,000 cars. That's BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ.